my pleasure to bring on with me this morning live on Radio Row, brought to you by Cardiology Consultants, Gabe Bach. Gabe with TexAgs.com. Gabe, good morning to you, man. How you doing, buddy?
Good to see you. Can I get a little more of my ear here locally?
Yeah, absolutely. Get a little more.
Somewhere along the way, trying to be a garage band rocker in high school, I got a little, you know, the hearing went down a little bit, so I always have to get you guys to crank me up a little bit. Man, I'm doing great. Good to meet you over coffee. That's a heck of a ring you got over there.
Thank you very much. Yeah, we literally just met as I walked across Radio Row to get coffee.
Oh, yeah, you got to have that. I said, give me the biggest cup of coffee you got, and he brought me the jar of beans. It was about a 10-gallon jar of beans. It's Bama Day, so you got to be all fired up. I'm surprised you even needed coffee today.
Well, you know what?
Bama Day. First Bama fan showed up at 5:28 this morning.
I had a hard time sleeping. This is our unofficial kickoff to football.
You better believe it is. Absolutely.
It's funny, and I wanted to get your thoughts on it because I'm always looking for a third opinion.
Oh, of course.
You know what I'm saying? Because in our state, you have people that like Alabama, then you have people that hate Alabama, and you really don't have anything else. So
right. Nobody's really different in this state.
That's right. You never really get a good opinion because you either have the crimson colored glasses or you got the orange and blue, and you never really kind of see the midline. But this week, you know, Alabama lands the number one cornerback, number one athlete in the 2016 class, and then yesterday we come out and announce that USC, Alabama are going to get together and tangle up in Dallas in 2016. Media ploy by Nick Saban?
Nick Saban's going to land a corner when he wants to land a corner. It seems like you turn around every single day and Kevin Sumlin's landing somebody in our neck of the woods, and Nick Saban's landing somebody. I believe Kevin Sumlin, not to venture off, but I believe Kevin Sumlin may wind up being in 2 to 3 years the primary challenger for that number one spot to what Nick Saban is doing. I'm not saying he's going to unseat him there in Tuscaloosa.
There are Alabama fans here, so be careful.
Well, not only are they here, they're listening to you while they're waiting.
can we get a waiver signed just in case something happens, in case Major Tom comes back? I don't know if you saw this.
Oh, what in the world is up with that? Yeah, that was interesting.
It's an interesting character.
Maybe, because he's going now. I could definitely, not necessarily on the recruiting side of it, but on the scheduling side of it.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, this thing's probably, you know how these things work. And usually they're done, and then there's a mutual decision as to when the announcement will be made. Well, it certainly benefits the University of Alabama to have this on the docket right before Nick Saban takes the media. I love everything about it. It's like Nick has to come in with Secret Service men in red ties and black suits, because there are going to be 300-400 Alabama fans. I saw the ring hat dude on Monday.
I did too.
For Auburn Day. He was already here. It's like they want to lean out and touch Jesus' garment and get saved, you know, like they would get healed. But, well, the tone changed a little bit because Nick Saban's on a 2-game losing streak.
He is, and we didn't end the season the way we wanted to.
Right.
And there's no doubt about that. And I want to get to your thoughts on that as well, because where we are state of the program-wise, and again, it's a valuable third opinion. Visiting with Gabe Bach from TexasAgs.com, or TexAgs.com.
That's right. We actually bought TexasAgs.com.
Oh, did you?
And just did a little funny thing. I don't know if it's finished yet, but it's going to say, well, we're actually not Texas Ags, but since a lot of the national media refer to us as that, we'll take the hits and the credit. And now click here for TexAgs.
So that's right. a true entrepreneur. But, Gabe, you mentioned about Kevin Sumlin being able to, he's building a program, and you see that his future is bright. I've been able to meet Kevin.
Kevin's the man. Kevin's your cool uncle. You've been recruited before.
Dude, I love the guy.
Kevin is the cool uncle. You know, nobody necessarily, it's hard to play for your dad, but everybody wants to go play for their uncle. You know what I'm saying?
I love the guy. We've had, conversations in the offseason when you're trying to draw up some kind of talking points.
Yeah.
All right, so, emergency scenario, Nick Saban dies or something, just worst case scenario.
Yeah.
You know, who do you want? Kevin Sumlin was on top of my list.
Well, I think he
is phenomenal.
Yeah.
Phenomenal head coach. I think he's got to get a good defensive coordinator, but I think he's a phenomenal coach.
I think he's got a good defensive coordinator. You got to have more than four guys. Their best two defensive players last year, I know what you're going, but their best two defensive players last year were freshmen, and they both got kicked off the team this past offseason.
And it hurts.
Woo! Yeah.
And it hurts. And you're adapting to a different style of league. But what I wanted to get to is in 2016, USC and Alabama are going to play in Dallas.
Yeah.
That's going to be the second time in 3 years that we'll be in Dallas, including Wisconsin.
Oh, yeah.
Could be the third if we're lucky enough to get to the championship and get into the Final Four. I'm calling it the Final Four, whatever you want to call it.
Yeah.
But I'm going to call it the Final Four. that would be three times in 3 years. We've seen him do this in Atlanta. I was a part of the Atlanta Insurgents.
Right.
Where we went there 3-4 years in a row, then we started playing SC championships, and we were in Atlanta held about as much as we were in Tuscaloosa.
How much did that benefit recruiting? You start getting players?
We started getting players, and I think it's a preemptive strike. Have Kevin Sumlin or even Charlie Strong, are they looking at it going, okay, look, you know, even though we're in state, we got to protect this border from Les Miles and even Nick Saban, because you can tell now, and as we've seen it before, it's becoming a target on the radar, Dallas.
Oh, there's no question about it. It's almost Nick's home away from home now. He needs it. It's good to play a game in Dallas every single year and ensure that, because you're not playing at Texas A&M every single year. But this is DFW. This is such a rich state. And you could tell me more, but I get the sense that Nick does a better job in Houston than he does Dallas, but he does an unbelievable job wherever he wants to go. He can pluck, you know, throughout this fruited plain that we call the United States and pick up whoever he wants, really, and have his pick of the litter. But Dallas is so important. It's so talent-rich. It's bigger than Houston when you count the DFW full-blown Metroplex. All the talent that comes up there with DeSoto and Allen High School and all these great programs, why wouldn't he want to do that? If Kevin Sumlin, though, the day Kevin Sumlin, well, not the day he took the job, but his first post job, after his opening press conference, we got him a little bit later, and he says, hey, you're scared of the SEC? Get a dog. He isn't scared. He doesn't have a dog. He's not worried about it. He is, but for Charlie Strong, that's an interesting topic right there, because Charlie Strong at Mighty Texas is suddenly staring at Nick Saban coming in and getting 3 or 4 guys every year in the state of Texas, whoever he wants. Kevin Sumlin has got his pick of the litter right now. He's mostly battling with Les Miles, Nick Saban, and then Charlie Strong, is he fourth? Is he fifth with Bob Stoops? Even he's losing guys to Mike Gundy. He's losing guys to Art Briles. What's going on at the University of Texas? That's interesting. And then the fact that you got Alabama coming into Jerry World seemingly every single year, and recruits see that. And Nick can preach to that, is that, hey, you're going to get to come back home. More often than not, you're going to get to come back home.
And that's a great point. And I didn't think a whole lot about it when I said it, but, you know, even if Alabama's not getting 10 guys out of the state of Texas, but they're getting the 3 that matter, that does put either A&M 1 and Alabama 2, and then, you know, where is Texas?
Exactly.
I mean, maybe they're the ones that should worry about it more.
Kevin Sumlin's stomping a mud hole in Charlie Strong right now. I mean, it's crazy, and they're the ones that need to be worried about it right now. Now, does the interesting top in Texas fans are going to spin it in that Charlie doesn't need to recruit 5-star players. He's going to develop 3-star players. But the key is when you sign 5-star players and develop them, then you got a whole bunch of pros. Who wouldn't take and want a whole bunch of guys that you look at them in high school and say, if that guy develops, and I know he will under me, he's going to be a pro. That's what you do. You recruit next-level athletes, coach them up. You know this more than I do. Get them to buy into team ball and win championships. Kevin Sumlin, that's exactly what he's building over there. You're right. Nick Saban's going to get his 3-4. I would argue there are 15 to 20 difference makers if you can identify the right ones in the state every single year, and probably 100 really good players. About 100 really good players in the state of Texas.
Gabe Bach, TexasAgs.com. Gabe, we got to take a break. Can you stick around one more?
I got a little time.
You got a little
time?
Oh, because I want to ask you about this non-conference scheduling. As we talked about USC and Alabama, Texas A&M stepping out there as well.
Absolutely.
And I want to ask you if you ever see that Longhorns rivalry ever coming back. 50 past the hour, we'll take a break here on the home of Alabama sports, Tide 99.1 and Tide 99.1.com.